community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And that, of course, was the Spice Girls with Goodbye. It didn't actually signal goodbye, but it did signal goodbye to Jerry Halliwell, who went on to have a few hits herself, solo. And then they all came back for the Olympics in 2012, didn't they? there we go. Now, on to another track. Please do vote in the intense debate raging across the Twitterverse. Thanks to everyone that's voted so far. Who do you like best? Ange Postecoglou, Jurgen Klopp, Mikel Arteta or Pep Guardiola? If you don't have any strong feelings, just pick one at random. Go on, go for it. I'd really appreciate it. At Ben Sim Radio on Twitter, or search Ben Simmons and you'll find the cartoon emoji of me wearing glasses. That's the profile to look for, and it will be the top thing at the top of the profile. Then it's just a single click or tap to cast your vote and give it a share or a repost as well. More people will see it. That will be phenomenal of you. I'm enjoying bringing you these iconic tracks that caused quite a stir when they were released. So yes, indeed, it's time for another one. And after a particular artist came to prominence in the late 80s and had a lot of hits, late 80s and early 90s, they then went into the doldrums a little bit. They were releasing music, but clearly trying to reinvent themselves. And not selling as well, not having number one singles, people starting to say their career was in decline. And then, mid-90s, actually no, it was the year 2000 this came out, and certainly reinvented them, put them back smack bang in the middle of the pop map. Went very, very high in the charts and kind of, I think, cemented this person's place as a legend of pop music. I am, of course, talking about Kylie Minogue. Yes, I should be so lucky. Got to be certain. The Locomotion, those early hits, late 80s, early 90s. Then went a bit grungy, mid-90s, Confide in Me, Put Yourself in My Place. Not quite as successful, hadn't had a big hit for a while. And then the year 2000 came and a song that was originally intended for Paula Abdul fell through and was given to Kylie Minogue. They then filmed a video where she decided to wear, or was advised to wear, gold lame hot pants, and the rest, as they say, is history. She's carried on releasing tracks, thought of probably as a bit of a disco diva now, and pop legend. Kylie Minogue here is Spinning Around.
Cause you like it like this. I'm breaking it down. I'm not the same. I know you're feeling me. Cause you like it like this. Time for some joy.
FM.
I do love that track, Kylie and Spinning Around, of course. Fantastic stuff, released in 2000 originally. So, more iconic music to come that tells a story as well. Definitely caused a stir when it was released. We're doing that inspired by the Beatles releasing Now and Then late last week. And started the show with that, which was fantastic. And then event music, I think it's fair to say, throughout the rest of the show tonight. And this next one, probably the first time different bands were brought together to collaborate on a single. I don't think it's happened any time other than charity singles. And yes, there's been sort of mashups of bands. I'm thinking Muckbusted and stuff like that. But no, this is the first time multiple artists and bands came together to record a charity single. Brought together by Bob Geldof and Midge Ure in 1984. And then the subsequent Live Aid concert happened. But this was the first time many different artists all worked together to try and help people less fortunate than themselves. It was done to highlight famine going on in Africa. I suppose without any sign of a let up in fighting around the world at the moment, we'll still be thinking this track is very apt when it gets to the festive season in a few weeks' time this year. Problems in Ukraine, of course, still, and in the Middle East, in Israel and Gaza right now. We're all thinking about people caught up in those areas of the world, probably very glad that we're not in that horrible situation. This track exists to highlight the plight of people that are suffering, and was incredible, really, that it happened. And then if you think of all the subsequent charity singles where people have come together to try and make money to donate to people in need around the world, it's quite incredible that it all started with this, really. Band-Aid. And do they know it's Christmas?
Hi, Joe. It's Xanthi Behrman from Greaties. My drive time choice for you this week is a charity song written by Bob Geldof and Midge Ure to raise money for the famine in Ethiopia. Recorded by supergroup Band Aid, it went to number one this week in 1984 and stayed there for 5 weeks. It can only be, do they know it's Christmas?
It's Christmas time. There's no need to be afraid. At Christmas time, we let in light and we banish shame. And in our world of plenty, we can spread a smile of joy. Throw your arms around the world at Christmas time.
Pray for the other ones at Christmas time.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
That was a nice extra intro to Band-Aid that you got there, wasn't it? From our very own Xanthi Behrmann, presenter of Greaties. I'll let you into a secret. There is a different folder that's accessible to play music from here at our station from our extensive library. And there's one that's the general library folder, and then there's one that's other presenter folders. And you can type in the name of a track. And I believed I was getting Band-Aid from our central library. I clearly got it from Xanthi Behrmann's folder. So, thanks, Xanthi. Shame it didn't say hi, Ben, at the start, but there we go. Anyway, this is the show that goes like this. Gotta love a bit of live radio, haven't you? Fantastic. So, time for more iconic tracks that caused a stir when they were released. There were major events when they were released. This one, really, it was released without anybody knowing it was going to be a major event, but then has become a historic track. Because, when this was released, it uses some kind of vocal distortion that had never been used before, that has since become known in the music industry as auto-tune. Now, Cher did not use that in this track to make herself sound more accurate or true. She's got a fantastic voice, obviously. It was done to create some kind of deliberate vocal distortion, which definitely gives the track its own identity. But has been gone on to be used all throughout music to help improve people's vocals and also to, you know, create distortions as well in tracks. But this was the first time it ever happened. Incredibly successful track, one of the highest selling singles of all time. If you've listened to this show over the years, I've focused on the biggest selling songs of the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, noughties, 2010s as well. This always features highly in all time single sales. This is Cher and Believe.
No matter how
FM.
That was Cher's Believe, and now, slightly more smug than he has been in recent weeks, it's time for this.
Prediction Master.
Now, we've had a couple of special shows on recently where Prediction Master hasn't featured, but the last show that Prediction Master featured in, his prediction was the England men's football team to beat Italy when they played them at Wembley earlier on in October. England were victorious 3-1, which means the current score is Prediction Master 5 correct, 3 wrong. So it's getting better for Prediction Master. When he first started, he was on the wrong side of those figures, but it's now 5-3, so Prediction Master slightly happier with his lot in life than lately, and we need a new prediction. Now, I think it's fair to say the Cricket World Cup for England's men's team has been utterly disastrous. Current champions, has there ever been a worse kind of follow-up tournament to being champions? England currently bottom of the table, and facing a side you would normally expect them to utterly destroy tomorrow. But confidence must be at an extremely low ebb right now, having lost to the likes of Afghanistan, Sri Lanka, India, Australia, New Zealand. I think they've played 7 matches and lost 6, haven't they? They have only been victorious against Bangladesh and a surprise defeat to Afghanistan. But Afghanistan have been the surprise package of the whole tournament so far, in with a genuine chance of making the semi-finals. And nearly victorious against Australia earlier on today as well. But for Maxwell having an incredible innings, they had Australia really on the ropes. That was some fighting performance there. Anyway, Prediction Master this week, it wouldn't have been a knife-edge prediction had England had a relatively okay tournament, you know. But you could easily see this result going either way. Prediction Master is going to say England will beat the Netherlands. Now, you may think, yeah, all right. But the extra bit of jeopardy for Prediction Master, he says England will beat the Netherlands comfortably. There's going to be no point where you don't think they're going to win during that game. It's a brave, bold prediction from Prediction Master, but that is what makes him Prediction Master.
Prediction Master.
Also, you've got about 25 minutes left to vote on Twitter. The intense debate, who do you like better, Ange Postecoglou, Jurgen Klopp, Mikel Arteta or Pep Guardiola? Single click or tap to cast your vote and give it a repost, a retweet as well. More people will see it. Well, we've still got lots of tracks to squeeze in tonight, all that caused a stir when they were released, following the Beatles releasing Now and Then last week. It's now time for another member of the Beatles to feature on this programme, but as a solo artist. So originally this track was released in 1971 in the States, I believe. And then, bearing in mind what happened to John Lennon and his subsequent death, it was re-released in 1980 and went back to number one for another 4 weeks in the UK chart, certainly. An amazing track. Always going to be enjoyable to listen to, but when there's a lot of war going on, it seems all the more poignant as well. This, of course, is John Lennon.
Below us.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Yes, of course, John Lennon's phenomenal Imagine there. Absolutely brilliant stuff. Now, here's an interesting story for you. You may remember this from the 1990s as well, when the film Four Weddings and a Funeral came out. It had, of course, as its signature tune from the soundtrack, Wet Wet Wet's version of the Troggs, Love Is All Around. And such an interesting story behind it. Very, very bizarre. In modern times, it was set to be the track that stayed at number one the longest. Well, it would have done, but Wet 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 withdrew, made the decision to withdraw the single from sale before it could equal the record held by Bryan Adams with Everything I Do It For You, which was released in 91. Love Is All Around came out in 1994. Now, according to Wikipedia, I haven't looked at this, the actual record for the longest amount of time spent at number one in the UK charts is Frankie Lane with I Believe in 1953, which stayed at number one for 18 weeks. Bryan Adams' Everything I Do It For You stayed at number one for 16 weeks. And then Wet 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 had been number one for 15 weeks with Love Is All Around. And they were getting sick of their own track. Marty Pello, interviewed by The Guardian 8 years ago, remembered going to a cinema in Glasgow at the height of the song's success when the trailer for Four Weddings started running and Love Is All Around came on. Marty Pello said, I heard the guy behind go, God, not that song again. I turned around and said, hey, imagine how I feel. And when they withdrew it from production, it was still selling 120,000 copies a week. And Wet 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 were thinking, who is even buying it now? It wasn't some cunning plan to make it sell more. It was just time to put the song to bed. It probably would have overtaken Bryan Adams, could have even overtaken Frankie Lane, but is currently the third longest stint at number one in the UK, jointly held with Drake's One Dance Now, which was released some 22 years later. But Wet 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 and Love Is All Around from 1994. What is it? You were sick of it at the time, but you'd like to hear it now? Oh, go on then.
City Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Okay, we're talking about iconic event music when it was released, and some things you may not necessarily think about, the more recent things I'm going to talk about too, such as this, an event that occurred, actually when did this occur? 2002. Do we remember this? Now, Pop Stars was the forerunner to the X Factor. Pop Idol was, of course, the forerunner to the X Factor, but we had Pop Stars The Rivals as well, where bands were formed and we wanted to see who had the more popular track. Five Men became One True Voice in 2002 and released a track called Sacred Trust, a double A-side with After You're Gone. It entered the chart at number 2, and then five ladies came together, known as Girls Aloud, and released this track, which became Christmas number 1. One True Voice faded away into obscurity, and Girls Aloud became incredibly popular. This is the sound of the underground.
Crank the bass, I gotta get some more. Ben Simmons' net worth is estimated to be about $75 million.
This is Phoenix FM.
That was Girls Aloud, Sound of the Underground from 2002. Featured on Popstars, The Rivals, and forced One True Voice into obscurity, and Girls Aloud became absolutely huge. Now, let's go back to the 1960s. Why would you do that? Well, let's celebrate, because this was an event, wasn't it? The first time ever that the UK won the Eurovision Song Contest. Here's Sandy Shaw.
I wonder if one day that you say that you care. If you say you love me madly, I'd gladly be there, like a puppet on a string. Love is just like a merry-go-round, puppet on a string. I may win on the roundabout, then I'll lose on the swings. In or out, there is never a doubt just who's pulling the strings. I'm all tied up in you, but where is it leading me to? Puppet on a string. I wonder if one day that you say that you care. If you say you love me madly, I'd gladly be there, like a puppet on a string. Like a puppet on a string.
Phoenix FM.
Amazing. 1967. She won the Eurovision Song Contest. She was reluctant to even enter. Her manager kind of forced her into it. She wanted her to have a more cabaret kind of feel to her performances. And then she became the UK's first ever Eurovision winner back in 1967. UK has won 5 times. And yes, most recently, someone else is going to feature in the show, came second in the Eurovision Song Contest a couple of years back. And yeah, we're going to feature that. So if you can guess what's coming, enjoy that one. Now, the Beatles hadn't released a track for over 50 years. And then there's another person who hadn't released a track for decades as well. And then thanks to a little known TV extravaganza known as Stranger Things, she's become incredibly popular with an entirely new generation, and her music is being listened to all over again. To that end, running up that hill is Kate Bush.
We'll be right back.
radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
The fabulous Kate Bush and Running Up That Hill, achieving success recently through being featured in Stranger Things. Incredible. And now we're going to focus on a couple of artists who've come to prominence in recent years and caused a bit of a storm. Someone did it via YouTube and someone else has done it via TikTok. But yes, hard to believe that Justin Bieber is only 29 still. But you've got to realise that he came to prominence when he was still a teenager. Through his music featuring on YouTube, doing a lot of covers on YouTube, he got an incredible following and then started releasing brand new stuff and achieving incredible success. So, yeah, his studio album My World was released in 2010, which topped the US Billboard album charts, making him the youngest solo male act to top the chart in 47 years. Incredible. You probably all remember his single Baby. I wanted to play something I enjoy listening to a bit more than Baby. So this is Justin Bieber and Sorry.
You gotta go and get angry at all of my honesty. You know I try, but I don't do too well with apologies. I hope I don't run out of time, cause someone call a referee. Cause I just need one more shot, have forgiveness. I know you know that I made those mistakes maybe once or twice. By once or twice, I mean maybe a couple of hundred times. So let me redeem or redeem on myself tonight. Cause I just need one more shot, second chances. Is it too late now to say sorry? Cause I'm missing more than just your body. Oh, is it too late now to say sorry? Yeah, I know that I let you down. Is it too late to say sorry now? Take every single piece of the blame if you want me to. But you know that there is no innocent one in this game for two. But I go, and then you go out and spill the truth. Can we both say the words and forget this? Yeah. Is it too late now to say sorry? Cause I'm missing more than just your body. Oh. Is it too late now to say sorry? Yeah, I know that I let you down. Is it too late to say sorry now? I'm not just trying to get you back on me.
No.
Cause I'm missing more than just your body. Is it too late now to say sorry?
FM.
Justin Bieber and Sorry, widely attributing YouTube to his success, and now a man who's also attributing social media to his success. Before I get on to that, people quickly have asked what's happened to Scott Fish this week. Well, I've put him on rest, sort of gardening leave, so to speak, because I asked him to go and report on the King's Speech, which was happening today, and he just came back to me and said it's got Colin Firth in it and he stutters a lot and gets fixed. So, yeah, Scott Fish is resting, I think it's fair to say. On now, then, to a man who attributes TikTok to his success, who went on to represent the UK in the Eurovision Song Contest in 2022 with this song. I do remember getting videos of him on TikTok and vocal coaches listening to him, amazed at his vocal range and dexterity. He has got a fantastic voice. This is Sam Ryder, and this is Spaceman.
If I was an astronaut, I'd be floating in midair, and a broken heart would just belong to someone else down there. I would be the center of my lonely universe, but I'm only human, and I'm crashing down to earth. If I was an astronaut, I'd have a bird's eye view. I'd circle and keep on coming back to you. In my floating castle, I'd rub shoulders with the stars, but I'm only human and I'm drifting in the dark.
Sam Ryder and Spaceman. Well, that's almost it. It's been brilliant bringing you all this iconic music, tracks that caused a stir when they were released, all inspired because the Beatles releasing a brand new track and their final track, having not released a single for 54 years. Quite incredible. Thanks to everyone that's listened. The poll, the intense debate that was raging, which manager was best liked? Ange Postecoglou ended on 50%, Jurgen Klopp on 16%, Mikel Arteta on 34%. No Pep fans on the Twitterverse tonight. He got 0% of the vote. So, and yes, widely admired by everyone on the Twitterverse. So, what am I going to play us out with on a night of iconic music? It is the biggest selling song ever in the UK. Partly, sadly, because of sad reasons. But I'm going to play out with Elton John. Rob's up next. See you soon.
Oh, I never knew you at all. You had the grace to hold yourself while those around you crawled out of the woodwork, and they whispered into your brain. They set you on the treadmill and they made you change your name. Seems to me you lived your life like a candle in the wind, never knowing who to cling to when the rain set in. And I would have liked to know you, but I was just a kid. Your candle burned out long before the legend ever did.
Across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.